air pollution is just smelly gas that comes from cars and cigarettes and chimneys.
It's bad for your lungs.
When you breathe it in, sometimes you can stop breathing.
And then lives are being wasted just because of air pollution.
You know, the thing about air pollution is that it affects everyone, young, old, rich and poor. We all breathe the same air.
Breathing clean air is a fundamental human right. Breathing polluted air can not only make worse respiratory conditions such as asthma, diseases such as emphysema, chronic bronchitis, but it can also affect the way in which our lungs develop and the way in which our children's lungs develop within urban environments.
I can tell that there's air pollution when I walk on the street.
If you're walking behind a bus or a car or so on, that can really take over.
There are many sources of air pollution. Road traffic and industry are the main sources. Road vehicles are a major source of emissions of a number of air pollutants, particularly oxides of nitrogen, hydrocarbons and other vapours, and airborne particles. The oxides of nitrogen and the organic compounds can react together in sunlight to form ozone, all of which have an impact on health.
Exposure to air pollution can shorten life. The most likely component of air pollution to do that is particles, but there is some suggestion that ozone also plays a role.
The ozone in the stratosphere is beneficial in that it protects us from harmful ultraviolet radiation. But the ozone at ground level, where we breathe it, is damaging both to growing crops and also to human health. So it's associated with a worsening of respiratory disease and therefore increased hospital admissions and mortality for respiratory diseases.
By not tackling air pollution, we're almost handing a disadvantage to future generations who have been born in areas with high levels of traffic pollution.